on this week's show. Nigel and I talk about No Man's Sky, or as I like to call it, spacecraft. Nigel tries to sell me on the TV show The Departed. Departure. And then we try to talk about theme parks as Nigel goes to the Gnome Kingdom, or as is known to all of us, Happy Valley. Stay tuned! Hello ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, gamers, geezers, geeks, time travellers, space travellers, people who like to take planes and then disappear. It's this week's Monkey Nut Punch podcast, and there's a rather sombre note in the air because this is a fat-free episode, the diet, Monkey Nut Punch podcast, because someone was supposed to be here but he decided to book himself in for an extra couple of days. And then broke his leg. Well, he didn't break his leg. He just kind of, I don't know what, fat person'd his leg.
He hurt his wrist masturbating.
Don't say. I keep getting RSI in my hand, and everyone keeps going and goes, "Oh, I went his cramp." I go, "No, use the other hand. That one's fine." Look at that. Look at the guns. Look at the fucking guns on that side.
That's what happens when you get married.
Speak for yourself. Anyway, this week's podcast, I've got Nigel, who's
I'm here.
Seems shorter this week for some reason. His position on his camera has made him look a bit shorter because his head's usually dead centre. But
there you go.
I've got Nigel here. There's no Keith because he dipstick booked himself in for a couple of days and then fucking hurt himself. So we was going to get back at the last moment. Now he can't. And this week we'll be talking about No Man's Sky because I've been playing No Man's Sky since I got back. We'll be talking about a TV show called Departure. And then we'll finish off with some theme parks. Nigel wants to talk about Chad Valley.
Nope.
Chad Valley.
Isn't that Duplo, Chad Valley?
No, that's what the toys from Woolworths used to be, the company that made them.
Oh, right, okay.
Chad Valley.
I remember that because it's where Woolworths.
Sorry?
I knew it was toy related. Chad Valley. The one I went to is called... And I wait for... I'll put a little drum roll in. In China, I went to one called Happy Valley.
Sure, and you went to... I went to...
Disney World.
Disney World, Universal, Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, Blizzard Beach, Typhoon Lagoon, Epcot... Islands of Adventure. Yeah, I went to a few. It's not like I like theme parks. I can't stand them. I just happen to gravitate towards them for some weird.
Yeah, the force of gravity is very strong near them. So they just sort of pull you.
I live near a theme park.
Yeah.
I work near a theme park.
Yep.
It's madness. I could pop out for lunch and go to a theme park. Not that I have. On many occasions.
Potentially, I could do the same with Legoland.
Yeah, but it's Legoland, mate. They're looking like some kind of weird
so
pedo.
I don't. So, yeah, that's why I don't.
Okay. We're going to talk about No Man's Sky, because I've been playing No Man's Sky. We started off, we're having a conversation. I went, nice, it's a really good conversation. We should save it for the actual bloody podcast. So I've been playing No Man's Sky, which I think needs to rebrand itself as Spacecraft. just spacecraft, like Minecraft.
Oh yeah, No Man's Craft. Yeah. No Man's Craft.
Yeah, because I almost got to the center and I gave up before I got there. In the original version of No Man's Sky, before they started doing the mega patches and whatnot, and they redid it and they described it as they've done it to the point it's practically a new game. And I'll be honest with you. Yeah, they're right. It is practically a new game. It feels like the game that we were expecting. Plays like the game I was expecting, because I always described No Man's Sky as being closer to Minecraft than it was Mass Effect.
Well, that's what we thought originally. I think somewhere in the deep, dark archives of Gaming Face Punch, when we were discussing the impending release of the exciting new game No Man's Sky, and we were all excited and saying what we thought it was going to be, and it's exactly that. It was going to be a space version of Minecraft, where we can meet up and play and do all that stuff and build and mine and all that exciting things. Obviously, in release, none of that was true, but it seems to be now.
Yeah. They seem to have hit all their promises.
I
believe the fauna needs some work. Yeah, it's not as exciting as it was. You don't got those great big fucking dinosaurs and rhino things.
I've the weirdest dinosaur. I say dinosaur, fucking creature. It looks like you've taken that, because it's like done by maths, isn't it? They sort of like take random stuff and merge it all together, and it's a brand new creature. This weird thing. If you take a sort of a horse, yeah, make it big,
like a giraffe,
like an elephant, like an elephant sort of thing.
Okay.
Then stand it on its back legs, okay, so its hooves are sort of like dangling down, a bit like a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Then you change the head to look a little bit sort of between a horse and an elephant, so it's like an elongated nose, but not too much, with a tail thing that looked a little bit like a crocodile tail. I had one of them wandering past my house that I had built on this planet I was at, and I looked out the window and went, what the fuck is that? I know this is... It's random. I'll give it that. You know, fuck me, that was weird.
Yeah.
I couldn't... You know, I'd only just unlocked... because I basically, like you said that you were going to give No Man's Sky a go again. So I reinstalled it, downloaded everything, and I tried loading my previous game.
Yeah.
Jumped on it, and I started mooching around, and then I went... I probably haven't got half the fucking stuff I need, and it was 3 years ago when I last played it. So the game has changed by such a huge amount that I actually, although I'll have some basic, the way it works has changed, and so I might as well start again. So I did, and I'm still actually going through the tutorial at the moment, because apparently the missions I'm doing are labelled tutorial.
It's not tutorial. It says tutorial, but it just winds up leading you halfway across the galaxy before.
You know, you do the first bit, and it was nice. It was easier. I remember now. It's easier to do it this time when I started afresh than it was the first time. It took fucking hours upon hours upon hours for me to just get the right components I needed for fixing my ship to be able to start moving. On this occasion, much less time. I appreciate that, because I wanted to get moving and moving around a bit. Then I forgot, actually, each time you launch your ship, it takes 25% of the launcher fuel.
Depends which kind of launcher you got. When you get the better ships, it turns into like 5%, I think, for the best one.
Yeah, and you need to create like a plate.
Yeah.
A plate plus carbon or something to make
metal. Yeah, metal plate for metal the plate. Container, and then carbon for the juice.
Yeah, that's
so
it.
So you create a juice bottle for the ship.
Yeah. So I'd totally forgotten that, and I'd been using it to go to different places on the planet I was on, and I was flying along, going, ooh, when I land, I actually can't take off again. Fuck. How do I do this then? Because that bit had been sort of not omitted. It's probably somewhere in the tutorial, but they probably hadn't expected you to jump into your ship and Like, use it to go...
Here comes a fun thing. You've got the option, when it does pop up, if you hold the triangle button down, it then flips whatever your priority was to getting the fuel for your ship. And it tells you what you need to get. So it's like you get X amount of carbon, X amount of iron, ferrite, build metal sheets, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it does let you do that, because I... Do not, whatever you do, do not empty your content for your multi-tool if you haven't got anything to refill it with. Because it runs on carbon, yeah?
Oh, so God, yeah.
I built myself a giant wooden palace, yeah? And I went, oh, this is so cool. I went go mine some thingy, and it went, oh, you're out of fuel. And then I checked, I've got no fucking carbon. So I had to run back to the base, which was like fucking miles away, because I've just gone out for a wander, because it was like find buried technology. So I'm just going there finding as much buried technology as I could to get all the bits for putting together a portal and solar panels and all that shit. Mm-hmm. So got all that stuff together. I hadn't built any of it. Just going out and collecting it. Ran out to work for my multi-tool, but I realised that I had some fuel in my little converter. Now you got the little converter thing, the centrifuge thing?
Yeah, your refiner.
Your crafting table in Minecraft.
Yes.
And I realised I had fuel in it, so I could pinch the carbon, and then I went on a big carbon thing just to chop up my carbon. So it's like every time I leave now, it's like, make sure you've got enough carbon, Gareth, because you don't want to get fucking caught again.
Almost had to restart.
It's annoying, because everything I had... this is the embarrassing thing. I've died once by death by badger. I got attacked, yeah? I was told to go to a base to get the blueprints for the antimatter container.
Yeah. Yeah?
I got attacked by a badger creature, and it killed me. Killed me because I was looking at my inventory going, okay, I've got to get nanotubules, these things. Hermetic seal? How do I do hermetic? Oh, dead. Pops up with a little thing. And it was great because it put me back exactly where I was, so I could just pick up my equipment. And it was like kind of, oh, your multi-tools bust. So, and then I switched my bolt caster on, shot the fucking thing to death and all his mates.
So if you're in your inventory and you get hit, it doesn't tell you?
No, it does tell you. You just get this red like that. And it was just like I had like 3 hits in me from this badger creature. This badger creature was near lethal. I was being attacked by a near lethal badger creature.
Fucking hell.
So I wasn't expecting it because I've been hit by other creatures, but they hadn't done that much damage. The one that gets me is when it goes thermal protection falling like that, and it's like you should go thermal protection at 90%, thermal protection at 50%, not thermal protection falling, because it's like kind of no I'm fine, ah shit, I'm gonna die. That's how it works. Little things. Yeah. It's not perfect, but you know, that's not
no not yeah me. There's little things like that that grate on me as well, because you start at obviously 100% when you leave your house or your or a cave or whatever, you know, and as soon as you walk out and it drops a small bit, it'll go thermal protection falling, and you're going, oh god, no it's fine, yeah, you know. Yeah, there are glitches. I've had stuff sort of poking out through the floor and whatnot still in my game.
I admit it, I've had 2 glitches, but the great thing is when it glitches, they seem to have programmed in, it's glitched, return to ship. Because I fell through, I was trying to dig up some bit of unburied technology, and I managed to fall through the map.
Ooh.
But I fell through the map, and it landed next to my spaceship. So it just fell through the map, and as soon as it started falling through the map, it went, oh, error, boom, back to spaceship. Which was like, okay. You know what? I'm glad they put that in, because lots of games have that fucking falling through the map shit.
Yeah.
Minecraft does, if you in creative mode and you dig through the bedrock.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's annoying, because you just fall forever. And that's it.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's it, game over then, isn't it?
Yeah, unless you... Yeah. But, yeah, I played that. The one thing I did want to say, what we were talking about when we started, is... I was following the tutorial bit, and I'm just like following the signals across the galaxy now. So I've jumped across 2 systems, and I was summoned by the anomaly
Dothraki.
Ship.
Oh, right.
Not Dothraki. Sounds like a space-faring race. They sound like they should be fighting a Klingon, the Dothraki.
They do.
the Dothraki versus the Klingon in this episode of Deep Space Nine. I got summoned to this thingy. I got into the ship, yeah, chatting away to the owner of the ship. I can't remember his name, Artemis or something along those lines. And as I'm chatting away, some prick moves in front of me. And I'm like, oh, it's a game glitching. And then I finished the conversation, I moved away. It was another player. So I came across Woo-hoo! Another player. And it was like, ah, and it had a little diamond above him and everything. And I was like, okay. And then as I was walking out, two other players came running in. And then I was down in the shopping bit, and there were like loads of other players trying to shop in this anomaly center, or whatever it is. I do think it's like the hub, so that anomaly may appear in multiple systems and maybe a single anomaly. So it's like in 20 other systems. But so it's just... linked. Yeah. So I think there were probably... Because I saw four starships parked, so there may be four people in the local area. But the rest were from, I think, other places.
What I'd love to be able to do, meet up with you in a game, like in a starship or whatever, one of these circular, that is no moon, things, and park next year, and we go, Gav, should we go to that planet? Go, yeah, let's go to that planet. All right, do you want to take mine or your ship? And we'll jump in together. We'll take a road trip.
No, we have to keep our separate. I need to. Yeah. Let me fix this ship I found, and then I will fucking join you, and we'll do multiplayer because I want to see what multiplayer's like.
Because I want to see what there. That's like. I need to. I've still got the base ship. Previous game, I'd upgraded to a much bigger capacity ship. I remember that. Oh, because I've played it like 16 hours. I've only played about 4 hours or so. Now through, so I'm basically trying to follow through the tutorial thing so I can sort of get an idea, because there was a lot of kit that I had that when I opened up my old save game it went, this is incompatible with this version, have a wiring kit. And so you just sort of dismantle stuff into wiring kits, and then I sat there and went, what do I do with these wiring kits?
Do you know what the really irritating one with me was? Is that I started up my game that I almost completed. I looked at my spaceship. The inventory had expanded like fivefold, which is fantastic. So it had lots of space in it. Yeah. Yeah. But the name of the ship was like the Whinging Bastard.
Is that because you were on the forums giving him hell?
We'll rename
this guy's ship.
Fucking, it's like the Whinging Bastard or the Lamenting Whim or something. Some shitty name.
It was you stood outside Hello Games office. Give me that game!
No, I stood outside the guys who made Alien Isolation and begging them to make Alien Isolation 2. Stop with the strategy games, you shit at them. Play fucking... Get me a fucking... My survival aura. Yeah, it's a lot better now. I think it's the game's got a lot of structure in it. Apart from before, I knew how to get antimatter and refuel the ship really quickly, because I was shooting through star systems. I'd play a session, I'd jump like a couple of thousand light years at a pop, because I had a really fast ship. At the moment, this ship was only capable of jumping two star systems at a time. It's annoying because in the previous one, I used to just go expand, and it'd go like fucking really long distance, and I go, right, I can go there. And then I jump, and then it would land me there. But it was the fact that I met other people, I think, was the bit that got me. It's the fact that, they actually put other people in here.
You can do it.
They did it.
Which is something they promised, and they've put it in.
Yeah.
I'm pleased about. I haven't got to the bit where I can jump starship systems yet, because I've only got the bit where I can get off a planet and into the stars and to a space station. I saved it when I was on my first visit to the space station, and I was going to start selling things there, because I was following the tutorial where it goes, this is now giving you a the next part of the message, and it's up in the space station, so you'll have to go up there. And that's literally just after you build your house.
You have to find a guy in the space station, and you wind up talking to like three of them, and they're all like bastards. And there's some guy with a newspaper and a fake moustache. He's not really. Talk to. And it's always the last person. Always the fucking last person talk to.
Well, it's like... when you're looking for your keys, It's always in the last place you look. True. But you got to be fair.
No,
you're not
no,
going to find
no,
your keys and then carry on fucking looking, are you?
I'll be honest with you. Your keys are always in the last place that you look because you find them. And you don't keep looking for your keys after you find them. So they're always in the last place you look.
I just said that.
No. As a point of logic. So even if I know my keys are downstairs in the key pot where I keep my keys, that's the last place I look. So they're always in the last place I look. Because I stop looking after that. It's a weird logic. It's a logic thing. Just think about it. It's always in the last place you look. If it's down the side of the sofa. Or in your coat pocket. No, because it's the logic.
I know the logic. Because you find your keys and then you don't carry on looking.
Okay.
I said that and then you reiterated it. Cheers,
no,
mate.
No, I processed it as a logic thing rather than a
thing. I processed it as not being stupid.
Right, anyway. Bastard. Anyway, so yeah, No Man's Sky. I haven't tried virtual reality yet.
I thought you might have.
I needed to get to learn to play the game before I do the virtual reality because it was just a case of I haven't got a fucking clue what I'm doing.
It might look good, actually. The graphics are the same as what I remember. I don't see any real improvement in the graphics.
I think it's the presentation rather than the graphics has got better, if that makes sense. Mm. It doesn't look like someone has sneezed out like a Neapolitan ice cream and smeared it on a wall and said, there's your background.
I still don't like the way you navigate within the inventory because I would like to just be able to push left and right on the D-pad and it go in between the items, not having a little fucking reticule that I have to go round and select something to go round and select.
It's got the
because
destiny
it's fiddly.
Method.
It is the destiny method. And I've hated it in Destiny and I still don't like it. Just let me... They're boxes... Why not just go left, right, left, up, down? You know. Oh, look, there's a D-pad which is up, right, and left, down. Just fucking use that. It'd be so much easier.
Yeah.
But really, that's really my only problem with the game so far. Although, admittedly, I am at the absolute beginning of it. Again.
Yeah. But
since the revamp.
It has massively improved, though. I can say that.
Yeah. Do you know what? I was really enjoying it when I was playing it, and I was thinking, get back to this, get back and play this a little bit. So yeah, it does have that sort of best way to put it, comeback ability.
It's made a comeback.
It has.
He has made a comeback. I think. You know.
I think so. I think so. Yeah.
It's like a diver at the Olympics. It starts off with a running bomb. And like, not too sure about that. And then now can dive.
Oh, that dive needs refinement. Then he goes for a belly flop. And do you know what? There is a world championship belly flop competition. And it is absolutely spectacular to watch. I wouldn't do it myself because that would be fucking painful. Oh, yeah, it was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. They come off and they do these... hugely elaborate jump off, arms out like Superman to the side, slowly spinning as a 360, and they land splash belly down on the water, and they got to keep their pose sort of thing. It's fantastic. It's yeah. Anyway, how do I get to that?
I don't know. Keith
he would be fantastic at it. So I think No Man's Sky has made a good turn for the better. Where it was a bit of a slog before, it doesn't feel that way because, like you mentioned before, it is a little bit more like Minecraft, which is what we expected. And it's that bit that sort of keeps you going because you can build your base fairly easily when you've got enough carbon. Most of it is carbon, isn't it? To build like a wooden base.
Oh, but you start off, if you're doing wood, it's carbon, yeah, because you do wood or metal. I think I've got the entire wood tree. That sounds funny. The entire wood tree.
Hey, nudge. I haven't unlocked all that yet. I've unlocked a couple of bits in there because I'm just basically following the tutorial. And then to unlock bits, you find throughout, don't you? It's those, what did you call them? Undiscovered tech or something? Under the floor.
Yes. That's subterranean tech or something like that. Yeah, because you need them for it. Cause I literally just spent like an hour just wandering around picking them up.
Yeah. So once you finally... once you've got to the bit where you can use your binocular things that you can use to scan stuff, also in that, when you look through it, it tells you where stuff is buried tech, or if there's something in the horizon, and if there's a big copper, what are those that sit on the surface?
Deposits.
Deposit, yeah. And that's quite good. My issue is... I do quite like scanning things that are new, because it gives you the points that you can spend in the space stations.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the points are called, but
units
to get the points. Sorry.
Units.
Yeah. So yeah, you've got your credits and then your units, aren't haven't you? So my issue being is you scan all this stuff and you can. There's quite a lot of bits on the planet to scan. There's a little button that says upload to the thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and mine doesn't work where you can upload. I don't know if you can upload everything you found on a singular planet at once, but I thought I saw a button next to a planet I'm on where I found a bunch of stuff, and I thought, right, oh, it says upload everything. Okay, I'll click that. It doesn't work. I have to go into each individual fucking item that I find and upload them individually, and you have to hold it down for what is it, about 2-3 seconds per item.
Yeah.
And with the stupid reticule moving thing, rather than using the D-pad, you have to make sure you get it precise rather than just pushing down on the D-pad, next one, click a button, yes, you know, that would have been so much easier to do. Or just have a button saying upload everything. Yes, because you can get 20 to 30 bits in one sitting that you find, and then you got to sit there. It's just arduous. The game's big enough as it is. Why make it artificially longer by not streamlining that bit? Because it's not important really for the game. It's important to get the credits and the points, but it's not important for the longevity. So just speed that bit up, because that sort of puts me off a bit. Because you, in order to get the points to spend, you've got to spend the time individually highlighting each one of those items, going, okay, fauna next, I've just done flora, next. Oh god, it's arduous. That's my only issue with the game that I've found so far. I don't know, do you do that? Do you mind it?
I think that should be streamlined. I tend to do them after I've done it, but I'm sure I've done them in single hits. I don't like all of them in one go.
Mine can't.
I've tried it. Let me check and
yeah, you try it and then I'll give it another go. But I saw a button for it and I clicked it and it didn't do it. So I've tried it on a few occasions. It just does not work for me. So whether or not that's a bug with my version of the game, I don't know. In which case, how do I raise a bug report and say, fucking sort it? I don't know. If nobody else is having that issue, well, great. Well done. It's me then. It's always fucking me. Other than that, I'm enjoying the game. I need more inventory space, though.
Yeah, that's our point of getting new ships and upgrades to your thingy. Because that's what I did now. I've just upgraded all my protections on my suit.
Right.
So I've got thermal, both hot and cold. And then I'll do toxic and radiation next.
Yeah, I don't like the way it takes up an extra space.
Yeah, I'm sure
to you can add
get,
to...
I'm sure you can get upgrades. I'll probably come across them shortly, the way I'm going at the moment, because I'm starting to pick up a bit of speed. Started slowly, and then it's just start to pick up speed, because he's got most of the stuff that you need there. So,
yeah, I've got to get to that point so I can upgrade my bits. That'll be so much better.
Yes. Right. Departure. TV
yeah.
show on the BBC starring Christopher Plummer, who played Ming the Merciless. Not that I was doing research while you were talking. just so I don't look a complete fucking tard.
Who?
Too late. Christopher Plummer, he played Ming the Merciless in Flash Gordon. The fucking wiki page is like bare. Canadian British series due to air on NBC. Oh, fuck that.
Maybe it's the.
So yeah, tell me about this thing, because it just from reading the headline, it kind of sounds like Lost from the other perspective.
Yeah, sort of. So, essentially, you've got a passenger plane. I can't remember where it's flying from. I think it's flying from the UK to New York or something along those lines. And as it's going over the Atlantic Ocean, it vanishes. Much like in the same way as the Malaysian flight, was it M370? Which has never been found, apart from little bits of the airplane. So it's along the same premise of that. And it's from the perspective of the air crash inspectors who are trying to track down and find out what has happened to this plane. First of all, where is it? You know. And second of all, once they found it, how do we get the black boxes? And at the same time, why did it go down? So
you don't have Homelander in this universe, do you?
Homelander.
You might solve the mystery.
Yeah. Homelander.
Sorry.
The fucker. And do you know what? The premise is there. It's good. It's a good premise. But a lot of the time, and I think it would also narc you a bit, where people's logic doesn't seem to be right. It's weird. It's like you're sitting there going, for example, there was one survivor, and her dad and her husband are constantly at her bedside and so forth. And being the sole survivor, and there was something else that they found out at the same time, and they're working in conjunction with the police, and because of the status of it, whether or not it will be a terrorist act or something wrong with the plane, for example. And she's the only survivor, and they want to know how she survived, and what happened prior to it going down, all that sort of stuff. Logical. But then they find that they've got a CCTV camera looking down at her room at all times, from inside and in the corridors. And then out of nowhere, there's a guy, an orderly, dressed as an orderly, like avoiding the cameras, his hands up in front of his face. He knows where all the cameras are. And he turns up in the room, and as he goes in, the father's in the room, but he's asleep, and he hears something in the room, and he wakes up, and the orderly has injected the bag, so he's just pierced the bag and squirting something into the bag. And the dad wakes up and sees him doing that. He goes, "What are you doing?" So the girl who's jumped out of the plane is sitting there, well, like unconscious in unconscious in the bed, and her dad woke up and go, "What are you doing?" Next thing you know, he's turned round. He goes, "Oh, just putting some topping up the medication," and he looks and he goes, "The other nurses haven't put medication in the bag the same way you're doing it. That doesn't look. What are you doing?" You know, and he turns and attacks the bloke. There's a bit of kerfuffle, and the dad collapses, massive noise, yeah? massive noise, collapses. As the dad collapses, you find he's been injected by whatever is left from that orderly. He collapses on the machine, pulls it to the ground, and the machine goes like it's disconnected. So they think that there's no heartbeat and whatnot. Nurses run in. His legs are clearly visible on the floor. You know, they're poking out the end of the bed. The bloke is running out of the room as nurses are coming in. Nobody pays a fucking blind bit of notice to him. Yeah? And they go straight to the person who's in the bed going, "Oh, what's wrong? What's wrong?" In clear sight, there's a bloke on the floor. Fucking legs. In clear sight. I was sitting there going, what was going on? Next thing you know, the people are going, oh yeah, I've lost some, you know, it's weird, the CCTV was cut out at the exact same time as this bloke entered, and if you follow his route in and his route out, he knew exactly where all the cameras are. There's something really suspect about that, and I've got this, and they were working a theory that he had attacked the girl because she survived from the plane. And the bloke, and they were like, okay, so we're working that theory. And they didn't then say, okay, so if we think that's happened, let's put police on the guarding. They didn't. They just went, oh, we think that's happened. Okay, crack on then. And left it. And it was the next day when they went, oh, yeah, we better get someone protecting her then, seeing as somebody tried to kill her. Fucking devoid of logic. And it was a case of, like, we were trying to, and they just immediately went, oh yeah, her dad had a heart attack. Okay. And I said to my wife, I'm going, so he's literally just looked at the bloke and gone, yeah, he's died of a heart attack. I said, he's not even done a tox report, he's not even ran any diagnosis on the bloke before coming up with a solution as to why he's died. He just went, he's had a heart attack. And it was again the next day, it was the bloke kept going on at the hospital saying, okay, what about these results? And he went, oh yeah, nah, the results are normal, blah, blah, blah. Well, what do you, can you do a report for this particular thing then? And it's like, what?
What channel is it on? Because I'm trying to find it, because I thought it was on the BBC. And it's not.
It might even be Sky, I'm not sure.
Because I can't find it, because I was just trying to...
NBC Universal, maybe?
Okay.
That's what it says here.
I'll have a nose, because I was trying to find it, because it's like, I've no idea what you're talking about. I think I need to watch it to have an idea.
Yeah, it's one of those where as many times
but
I was sort of watching
you
it going...
You're confusing it for... This is the perspective that the director wants you to see, but not necessarily the perspective of the staff. Because they do that quite a bit. I don't know. I have to watch it. This is the thing. You were telling me that. I was like, kind of...
Yeah.
The person's not going to put together be that stupid, you know?
It did feel... There were bits in there. I'm sitting there going, my God, this is just fucking... And I don't want to say too much, but there's so many times in it where people know that something is not right, and they're being chased or hunted, you know, for example, yet they do nothing to counter that in order to further the plot and make it, in my opinion... It's counter to the logical way that people would behave in order to further
the plot. Yeah, but it may be a thing that he's showing you one thing, so you're aware of it, but they're not aware of it, if you know what I mean?
The issue is that
people... It's like the killer in the shadows, yeah? Behind, in the distance. We can all see the killer in the shadows. But the four in the foreground haven't got a fucking clue what's going on, so we know... That there's that sort of Damocles hanging over their heads. I don't know. I have to watch. That's the thing. Is this what I find all fucking channel is on?
It's because it's Yeah, hang on. Yeah, maybe it's here. I'll try and find out the channel. I found a thing where it might tell you. So it says UK channel Universal TV. I don't know. It probably was. But it's more the case of, right, this woman, she's got a son from a previous marriage. Her dad died and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And he's a bit of a hacker and stuff like that. And he's left something behind somewhere. Said that he is being chased and he was being shot at.
Right.
And all that sort of stuff. He's telling this to the woman.
Hang on.
The woman, he goes, oh, I've hidden something here where I've been chased from.
What's going on?
And half the time you're sitting there going, you've told her only half of... Why have you only told her half when you know that if you were being chased and they were trying to murder you, and you tell somebody half of the information, and then to further the plot, because if they actually said more information that they actually physically know to the person to give them the best chance, then obviously the next scene wouldn't happen where somebody else gets chased or attacked, or you know.
Right, hang on. What's going on with the fucking flight? Because I'm confused, because it's like kind of people chasing people for flight.
Yeah.
That's the important bit.
It's all about a conspiracy, and I can't say much about flight and what have, but they do show you progress in the investigation into why the flight goes down and the process that they go through to eliminate certain people on board the flight from any wrongdoing, you know, whether that be crew members or people in as a passenger, for example. They do show you what sort of what took it down, although there was one glaring hole they didn't explain very well at all. I won't say what it is, and there were certain bits where I'm sitting there looking at it going, right, so they found the aircraft, they're looking at it, and I'll say it now, that from the footage they showed you that they were looking at, you could see there was a hole in the side of the airplane. It's sitting on the edge of the Mariana Trench. So if it falls in the Mariana Trench, you're fucked, mate. You're not going to get anything back. And there's footage of it that they've taken, that they're looking at, and they're going, oh, it looks like a shadow. And I went, are you fucking kidding me? You're an investigator and you think that's a fucking shadow? Look. Window. Fucking hole. Window. How can you declare that's a fucking shadow? You're the lead person on this. And then two episodes later, he goes, yeah, something that I thought was a shadow. Turns out it's not a shadow. It's like, oh my God. How have you got this job? And you're looking at the same footage as what they're looking at. So there were bits in there that you just think you've made them look stupid to further a plot to keep it dragging out in order to so
okay
there is that though
I have to watch because we're going around in circles here.
I know, I can't stop thinking about how agitated I was when watching it, because it could have been amazing. It could have been, but
okay.
If you do get a chance to look at it and watch it, then please do, and let me know if you agree.
All right, okay. Let's talk about theme parks because it's more fun.
It is more fun, and then I can get less pissed off.
Yes, you're getting pissed off, and I'm trying to find stuff, and I can't find anything.
I know, it's difficult. It's weird. There's nothing much. Usually there's a lot of anyway. Things on
it's
it.
All I know is it's got Christopher Plummer in it. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and there's a few English actresses in there and stuff. But,
my money says he's behind the whole thing.
I'm not saying...
He's behind the whole thing because he's Ming the Merciless. all right, so...
So,
I went on holiday and I went to theme parks, and I love theme parks. Theme parks are awesome. And I love rides at theme parks.
And a few weeks before that, I was in China, which I mentioned, and I went to a theme park called Happy Valley.
For tiny people. Lilliputian land. Okay, go on. Tell me about Happy Valley. I'm going to Google. I'm just Googling it.
There is actually, in China, there is actually a few Happy Valley theme parks. So, it's actually in Shanghai, the one I went to.
Okay.
So, Happy Valley in Shanghai, I would say, is probably about the same size as Thought Park in Britain.
Well, that's not very big. Thought Park's like tiny. You
sure? Yeah.
Yeah. Is it that small?
But, well, no, a bit more spread out. But the thing is, it hasn't got. So where Thought Park has got quite a few rides all packed in together, you know, quite tightly packed. Yeah.
It's nice and easy to walk around, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. This one sometimes did feel like we were walking quite a way in between good rides. There were a bunch of shit rides, but you do get shit rides. It's all a matter of perspective, really. But there were a few really good rides, and unfortunately, my main issue was that the queues there, they're really, really not handled well at all. A lot of the rides will only have one carriage on the track at one time.
Yeah.
Which, as you may assume correctly, that will increase wait times for your ride.
Well, that's
so
fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not.
Hang on a
second. They're not very efficient.
Right, hang on a second. I'm on TripAdvisor and I'm flipping through some of the bits.
And oh,
there's
yeah.
a sign for Clown Fitch Restaurant. Not fish. Not Clownfish Restaurant. It's got a picture of a clownfish. Clown Fitch Restaurant. I'm looking at it. It's got a big old wooden roller coaster in it. What was that?
That was closed when I went.
Ah, that looked really cool.
It did. It is massive. That roller coaster looked massive, and we deliberately went to that area because that one was there, and we really wanted to get on it, and it was closed. We didn't realise. So as you go in, it's a bit like, you know, when you walk into Disney World and you walk up the straight.
Main Street.
The yeah. main street, and then it opens up. It does the same here, so you can go left or right, but in front of you is a big lake, and to the right you've got this massive wooden roller coaster, and next to it there's a big red monster of a roller coaster as well. But
it looks a bit like an extended version of Oblivion, because I bet you that it's got a hill stop at the drop on that drop there. I'm looking at it now, I can't remember what it's called. Yeah, I'm just flicking through pictures at the moment. Keeps the wooden roller coaster keeps flipping up, which I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I did take a few pictures, but what I didn't do is share them with anybody. so yeah, if you do see a big red one, it looks a little bit like where it sort of hangs over the edge and goes
Oblivion.
Don't look down. Oblivion.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's yeah. Oblivion, that
so,
one.
Yeah, yeah. So there's sort of two of those, but on the same roller coaster. That looked like a decent one. And unfortunately, when we got to there near the end of the day, we could see the queue was coming out of where the queue is meant to start and along and round. So where the queue's meant to start, it had gone past there and it was all the way up and round. And my wife went up to a couple near the start and went, "Oh, sir, how long has it taken to get to here?" And she goes, "Oh, we've been queuing for an hour." Fuck. You've been queuing for an hour and you've only got to the start of the queuing area.
Oh, dear.
And I went, "Yeah, we're skipping that, love. I'd love to go on it, but I'm not."
Yeah.
There's no chance. There were some good ones, though. There was like an oceanic one.
It's like a minecart. Sorry, I'm looking at one that looks really interesting where it looks like it's inside of a mountain, minecart looking one.
Yeah.
How was that?
Yeah, that one was, for me, I quite like that. It was really fast. Twists and turns in the middle of the mountain. Really, really, really good.
I'm just having a... These people do not know how to take fucking pictures.
No, awful.
Yeah, just on a TripAdvisor. TripAdvisor, you know, just a bit editorialise some of your pictures, please. Yeah, because you had that one. There's a yellow one, too. That looks like it was near the thing. Near the wooden one. The minecart one.
A yellow one. Is it yellow and blue?
I think it's yellow and blue.
You sort of sit underneath.
I don't know if you sit underneath it. Trying to get to find another picture of the damn thing. But that looked interesting too.
Because there was one which is yellow and blue. It's in the oceanic area. And it's a blue track that goes round. And
this one's a yellow track with green bits around it.
Oh, a yellow track one. Yeah, I went on that one by myself.
What was that?
It is very good. Very good. Very fast. It doesn't go upside down, but it goes up and down quite a lot, round, sharp bends, all that sort of stuff. Really, really quick. All I could hear as I was going round there was screaming from everybody on the ride. And I had my hands up because it wasn't quite as fast as the ones in the UK, but it was really, really good. I did enjoy that one, yeah. There is one which I was mentioning. It's a little bit like, is it Nemesis, which you sit underneath?
Yeah, you hang from it.
Yeah, you hang from it. And it was incredibly smooth and moderately fast. I dragged the kids on it to go on there with me. And as soon as we got off, they both wanted to go back on it again.
What, even Liam?
Even Liam, both of them. Because
Liam hates roller coasters.
He hates them. But he was like, "Yeah, let's go back on it." I'm like, okay. So, so that one was a really, really good one. So there is a big mixture of stuff that you can do there, and it is well themed as well. It really is well themed. It was quite hot when we were there as well. They had, oh my god, the first ride we went on was a water flume.
Yeah,
it goes up quite high actually. We were one of the first people on it because we were there when it opened. And they said, "Do you want to buy a Mac? Because you will get wet on this." And I looked around and went, "It's fucking hot today. I think I'll dry off fairly quickly." Because it was about 37 degrees. Ying went, "I've got the bag, so I better have a Mac." So we went on it. Everybody on the ride has got Macs on, except for me and the kids. And having a Mac on that ride would have been superb, because you really, really get drenched, absolutely head to toe drenched through. It was astonishing, but I did dry off because it was so hot. It really was hot. But yeah, you know, like your typical theme park, you could probably spend a hell of a lot of time going back over places that you've not been to yet.
Yeah, because there were ones that we went on in Universal and stuff. Shall we stop it here and we'll save the Orlando talk for when Keith gets back?
Yeah, we can. Yeah, because I'm sure Keith would like to have a chat about Orlando.
Because he wants to talk about Galaxy's Edge, yeah? First things first.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, first things first, because we'll talk about that. Yeah, Galaxy's Edge is nowhere near fucking Epcot. Okay? I've got a lovely view from the top of the Grandestino Tower, yeah, and you can see Galaxy's Edge there. And yeah. If you turn 90 degrees to your right and look over about 3 or 4 kilometres in that direction, you can see the big testicle for Epcot. It's fucking miles away. It's next to Hollywood Studios. It's in Hollywood Studios. You know the one with the big tower?
Right, yeah.
That you bounce up and down in?
Yeah.
But... yes, I will leave it there, and hopefully Keith will be with us next week. I'm worried that I might not be here next week because I've got stuff to do. So, yeah,
we'll certainly try.
Yes.
But yeah, all in all, you told me you were going to Disney, and so I decided to. I wanted to go to Disneyland or Disney World in Shanghai, but
fucking the
it's
Tron
not
ride.
Been open. It is so busy over there.
Have you seen? Did you see the Tron ride there?
No,
the light
I haven't.
Cycle. It looks fucking epic.
It's one of the rides that you haven't really got Disney World. I really did.
But they're building it anyway.
I will hopefully next time I go to China, I will hopefully get to Disney World. Hopefully, it will be out of everyone's system by then. You know what I mean? And it'll be less busy.
Yeah. Anyway, let's say goodbye because we're getting called by summoned by certain people for certain things.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
we have to cut it fucking short. Pardon my language.
Although I think we've done well. It's three subjects and we've almost done an hour.
Yes, I might go and play some No Man's Sky after I have to do my task. Shall we say? Yes. Okay, on that note, it's goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from me.
And you'll hear from us in the next podcast.
See ya. Bye.